I know we're a little bit late, but I want to give a brief challenge. I want to read some verses out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 11. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory that I preached unto you, lest ye had believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that also which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, and that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me." As you graduate tonight, I believe all of you came here. First of all, it's a great accomplishment. I want to thank you for sticking it out and for doing what you needed to do and having the character to get it done. I believe you came here because you, in some way or another, want your life to account for something. You want to have a life that has some type of impact, some type of influence, to leave some type of legacy. But Bible college isn't just about getting a degree or just finishing so that you can find what you need to do or get a job. It will help you to accomplish everything that you accomplish in life. It's all encompassing, not just now, but in the future. What you learn in college will help you to have character as a Christian. It will help you in your future ministry and career. It will help you as you serve in your churches. It will help you one day, Lord willing, when you get married, to be a better spouse. It will help you in your responsibility as a parent. But your degree did not guarantee your success, but it will help build success and the foundation for success in your life. The verses we read are about the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul is probably the greatest human mentioned in the Bible, other than, of course, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is God in the flesh. So he accomplished great things for God. He was one of these men that made a lasting influence. And I believe there are two things here. I briefly want to mention that Paul received, that he understood characteristics that he received, and characteristics I think you received, you were in Bible college, to help you to be a success in the endeavor which God has for you. The first one's very simple. It was mentioned in many of your bios that Brother Jim read as you were walking down here. Paul had a relationship with the Savior. The verses we mentioned, he mentioned that he was seen, Jesus Christ was seen after his resurrection by many different people. And he says, and last of all, me. And if you've read in Acts, you've read where Paul met Jesus Christ, and Paul had a tremendous relationship with him, and it changed his life forever. That's what I hope is the number one thing you got in Bible college. You got a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, many of the colleges, most people don't know because it's pretty well hidden, most of the colleges that were started in the early days of America were started as Christian universities and Christian colleges. Fact of the matter is, you can go to many of them, if you look at their old buildings, some of them still have the inscriptions there that it's kind of hard for them to hide. Now, if you walk into those institutions today, you will see zero evidence of Jesus Christ. But that's not how they were founded. One of them, one of our secular colleges, is Harvard. Harvard's original rules and regulations stated this. This was right up front, their founding. Let every student be plainly instructed and earnestly pressed to consider well the main end of his life and studies is to know God in Jesus Christ, which is eternal life. And therefore, to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. And seeing the Lord only giveth wisdom, let everyone seriously set himself by prayer in secret to seek it of him. Everyone shall so exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein. I wonder if they got up and said that on their campus today, how that would go over. Not very well. But can I just tell you something? That's the foundational principle of our Bible college. You got a piece of paper tonight, and by the way, that paper represents the effort you put in, the desire you've had in your heart, and really who you are. But let me say this, that piece of paper without a relationship with Jesus Christ is nothing. If you didn't learn when you were in college that the most important thing is that you, on a daily, regular basis, have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you missed it, and I don't believe you did. You must keep that for the rest of your life. Paul stated in Philippians 3:10, the desire of his heart, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. And I hope that's your desire. You never graduate from a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I hope as the days go on, no matter what God has for you, that you draw closer to him. But that's not all Paul received. Paul saw his relationship with the Savior as a requirement to be a servant. In verse 10, he says, "But by the grace of God," after saying that he is the least of the apostles and he was the last one, and really he understood that he didn't deserve it. He goes, "By the grace of God, I am what I am. And the grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Paul said, that grace of God that I receive from Christ, that I feel that I don't deserve, I use that as a motivation to work hard. What did he work hard at? Ministering to other people. Serving other people. As Brother Chim mentioned in the prayer, as we were taking our offering, many of you in your bios mentioned, when we talked about what you're involved with, the bus ministry. Many of you, I'm sure, were involved in monetarily helping those in Cambodia in the college. You've worked, if you think about it, you've served and worked in many aspects of the ministry. By the way, I hope you got that. That's not just something we do when we're in college. Joy in life, other than our relationship with God, is found in serving and helping other people. Some of you may go on from here and you may be involved in a ministry where you're serving God. What are you doing there? You're serving other people. You'll all be involved in your church. And what are you going to be doing in your church? Serving and ministering to other people. Never get over that. You've learned many things that will help you as you get into life. But the two main things I hope you got while you were here was that relationship with Christ and serving and being a blessing to other people. And I challenge you, as you go forth tonight, keep that. Don't lose it. Let's pray together.